Blog Talk Radio.
Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly. For those that wish to call in, the call in number is 99-477-2573, or you can go on the internet and pull up Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen live, or you can catch the archives if you don't so happen to get the live presentation. All right, again, it's Block Talk Radio, Garden of Gethsemane. Now, I got something really good to share with you today, but first, before I do go into the heaven's healing, because I'm still going to be focusing on that, but right now I'm going to read to you from Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to receive the words of understanding, to receive instruction and wisdom, peace and judgment and equity, to give ability to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and expression. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So understand the proverb and the interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark sayings. To fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Our son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If thou say, come with us, let us lay for blood. Let us live privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with store. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk thou not in the way of them. Refrain thy foot from their path. But if feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately in their own lives, for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Uttereth a voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concurrent court, in the opening of the gate, in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regardeth, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me always, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They shall stay with none of my counsel. They despise all my recruit. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But those who hearken unto me dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. The word of Yah is already blessed. I pray that hearers of the word be blessed. Now, I'm not going to play another clip right now. I'm just going to move on into having feelings, because it's very important that you get this. It's very important, and I want to share this with you. Now, yes, last week I left off with telling you the benefits, how crucial it is that we absorb the vitamin D, and that we get a lot of it from the sun. So it's great for us to be exposed to the sun, so as much as possible. But right now, I'm going to go on into the illness zapper. Okay, our body's most important nutritional requirement is our humans may live 5 to 6 weeks without food, a few days without water, but only a few minutes without air. This is fire in a furnace cannot keep up without enough air supply. Okay, it just cannot keep up without enough air supply. The necessity amount of oxygen for the flame, so the fire of life in the body cannot maintain without an abundance of oxygen in the body. The way we breathe, as well as the quality of the air we breathe, and subsequently, affect how we look, feel, resist disease, and even how long we live. One would think that the simple unconscious effort of breathing could not possibly be done incorrectly, but sadly, because our largely sedentary lifestyle, more people breathe incorrectly than not. In order to have good blood, we must breathe well. Full deep inspiration, pure air, fill the lungs with oxygen, purify the blood, sending its life-giving current to every part of the body. Good respiration soothes the nerves, stimulates the appetite, improves digestion, and reduces sound, refreshing sleep. Shallow breathing creates an insufficient supply of oxygen, causing the blood to move sluggishly. Okay, so waste poisonous matter, which should be thrown off in exhalation, okay, from the lungs, is retained, and the blood becomes impure. Not only the lungs, but the stomach, liver, brain, and brain are affected. The skin becomes shallow, and digestion is retarded. Oxygen deficiency in the cells is known to cause cancer. Experiments have shown that cannot live in blood that is well oxygenated. Now, okay, I guess right now the question would be, does the way I stand or sit affect my breathing? Yes, it does. Practice how you sit and stand straight. Head up, back straight. The lungs can expand properly only when a person sits and stands straight. Otherwise, the lungs back that take in air breaths. How can I make sure that I'm receiving enough air? Well, most people have shallow breathing, which means the lower portion of the lungs is filled with stale air. It is beneficial to do deep outdoor breathing exercises daily. Take a deep breath to full expansion. Hold, then exhale slowly and completely, and hold that. Repeat this way 20 times. This helps the circulation brain and gets toxins out of the system. One of the best ways to learn deep breathing, normal breathing, is to lie flat on your back and place your hands on your stomach. As you breathe in deeply, your hands should rise. Practice this until your abdominal muscles always automatically rise each time you breathe. This indicates that the entire lung is expanding, with emphasis on the lower portion of the lung and abdominal area. Be outdoors as much as possible. Outdoor exercise is multiple times better than exercising indoors. In the home, it is important to secure thorough ventilation and plenty of sunlight. Keep proper ventilation in mind whenever you are home, work, school, etc. Air should be constant circulation. And while sleeping, keep the windows open to breathe fresh air. When it is cold, it is better to double the blankets rather than close the circulation of fresh air in your bed in the bedroom. Air the bedroom daily with windows open. Sleeping in an ill-ventilated room may be the cause of waking up feeling feverish and exhausted. This is because the vital air was excluded, and your entire body suffers in consequence. The best air is at beaches, oceans, waterfalls, forests, during thunderstorms, and sunshine. all these natural environments, electrically charged oxygen molecules to navigate to negative ions, which are self-giving. On the other hand, air from air conditioners is not health-giving because it is positively ionized. Avoid smog, secondhand smoke, insect sprays, and chemical cleaning solutions. Choose to wear natural clothing, etc. 100% hot linen, silk, or wool. Clothes made from synthetic materials suffocate the skin, the body's largest elimination organ, impeding its ability to release toxins. Medical journals have documented studies revealing the negative impact on health from chemicals used in man-made clothing. However, these reports rarely receive mainstream attention. Avoid putting anything on your skin that is not edible because the body will readily absorb it. Before bathing, brush your skin with a stiff brush. All right, brush it with a stiff brush, stroking towards the heart region will remove all skin or dead skin cells and stimulate the lymphatic system. Yeah, I create a lot of my own. I will apply to my body natural organic oils, and because the skin is the largest organ. And if you want to put something, okay, I want to talk to you. You call, I'm sure. There was a lady that she sued for millions of dollars because she had developed a uterus due to cancer from using. It was a powder that she would use, talcum powder. Now, I used to use talcum powder, and the women would use it in those vital areas that you know, want to, a nice fragrance, okay? So, she sued for millions of dollars. Now, what this tells me is that if that talcum powder gave her uterine cancer, then knowing that the skin is the largest organ on the body, now why would we want to put it anywhere on our body, anywhere? So with that being, once I learned that, I would not put it down on that part of my body, but I would put it like on my underarms or anywhere else on my body that I want to smell a nice fragrance to give off a nice fragrance. But I realized that even doing that is not wise because the skin is the largest organ. Why would I want to put it anywhere on my body at all? So I just stopped using it altogether. So I'm going to do a brief cut right here. For a moment, and I'll get back to you. That was the beginning one. So I'm going to go here and share a little bit right with you.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high, no more will we cry. Yes. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, take the shackles from our minds. You're the cornerstone, the King upon the throne.
Motherland representer, I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Naja, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here, life's not all fair. Work till we fall dead, Lord, going hard to our earn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her, Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth. Talking about the God you serve. Africa, we claim it as their own, Africa, but now we must stand tall to break down all these walls. Well, well, our children must be taught of Africa, the science and the arts of Africa. Educate yourselves, Africa. To liberate yourselves, Africa. Keep your heads up high. No more will we cry. Beautiful art thou, Africa. A legend of the bow, Africa.
Yeah.
patterns, pitch, and tone. Thus, your voice is as unique as your fingerprints. Just as you can easily recognize the voice of those closest to you, God also knows your voice. Like David, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he will hear my voice. Psalms 55:17. He has heard your voice today. When you truly understand the divine origin of language and the value of words, you will put away slander, profanity, and evil speaking. See Proverbs 4:24. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that each how we ought to answer every man, Colossians 4:6. Okay, thank you. God never consented me. I'm spiritual. I am Sister Rosonia in the Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly, and thank you for listening today. Okay, I have a few brief seconds. I'm going to close out with this. Be not rash with your mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Ecclesiastes 5:2-3. Indeed, there is a time to speak and a time to listen. Thank you. Bless. Until Friday.